Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
You could travel the world, but nothing comes close to the Golden Coast. Once you party with us, you'll be falling in love. Oh, oh, oh. California girls were unforgettable. Daisy Dukes, bikinis on top. Sun-kissed skin so hot, we'll melt your popsicle.
I'm not making one vote that if they cut the grass and plant palm trees and all these things on Pensacola Beach, they're going to do it in Brownsville, too. And they're going to do it in Montclair, as far as I'm concerned. Because the justification is we're doing this because it's a tourist destination. Well, if it's a tourist destination, then tourists pay for it. I can't wrap my arms around that.
So there was a big conversation had at the Escambia County Commission meeting last Thursday over response to the audit done and the problems found with the way tourism development tax money was being spent by Escambia County. The two big items that apparently were that run afoul of is using the money to mow grass on Pensacola Beach a lot, and more than you would do in other areas of the county, and to fund the Marine Resources Division, which is water quality but isn't directly related to tourism, unless the county commissioners make a finding that Pensacola Beach and the waterways around the county are a nature center. And because it's a nature center, there's a provision within the tourism tax statute that allows you to spend money on the enhancement and maintenance of a nature center. The problem is that it's not a nature center in the sense that most ordinary people would think of, like some kind of like an eagle preserve or something like that, or a state park that's not a state park, but it's like a county park. It just doesn't quite fit that definition. Chairman of the TDC board, David Baer, showed up and said, no, you can't do this. This is not right. And I think I agree with him about it. But that in that conversation, okay, there's a very interesting side note that came up again and again and again from Commissioner May, which was, if you're going to mow the grass out on the beach so much in the medians and make it look spiffy and wonderful, what about Brownsville? What about my district? Why doesn't District 3 get better attention? And he kept coming back to this again and again. Now, Jeff Burgosh also made the point like, well, you don't spend this kind of money for maintenance and upkeep out on Perdido Key, and you should. I agree with him. I think that makes sense. But this argument that Commissioner May is making, and I'm going to play some of the clips just so you get a kind of a sense of the context here. There's something really mistaken in what he's saying. Here's another one.
To make an intelligent decision, I want to have that data. Tell me proportionately spending per acreage, how much are we spending for landscape, upkeep, public works on Pensacola Beach versus what we're spending with the rest of the county? And if that's equal, then my God, then that's fair. Then let's just take it out of a general fund. That's fair. But if we're saying that we're enhancing it because it's a tourism destination, I don't know who pays for that.
Yeah, and he's talking about how it's just not fair, basically, to give the beach great treatment and to not take care of every other part of the neighborhood, every other part of the county. It's District 3, a primarily black district, a lower income district that he is routinely complaining doesn't get enough attention.
And I have all these little sayings in my head from my father, but he would say that if we had guests, if we wouldn't clean up for ourselves, we're not going to clean it up for our guests. There's no way that I'm going to justify, to my constituents that I represent that I pedicure Pensacola Beach every week, but it's every 90 days that I cut your grass and that's going to be an uncomfortable conversation.
So it's kind of this like class warfare kind of he's not saying racism, but that since one's a black district and the other areas are white districts, there's kind of that's sort of lurking in the background here. But the idea, like, how dare you take care of the nice areas and you don't take care of my areas?
And so without me justifying why they get that cut, that's not fair treatment. I mean, I can't say that your grass is being overgrown in the aviation field, but they cut the pretty grass on Pensacola Beach, and at Blue Angels, you got to watch it on TV because you can't afford to go over there. That's not what I'm going to support. I can just tell y'all that.
And here's just one or two more real quick, and then I'll give you my analysis, because I think there's something really troubling going on here. And like I said, I'll talk about it in a second. I wanted to give you all the evidence first so you hear it in his voice, what he's saying.
I mean, no pun intended. I don't mind as much as the out-of-town taxes. Well, we spend a ton of money advertising. Where do you get this from and you don't have to pay taxes? Your tourist tax. I mean, we promote that. You can't take the money of the general ad valorem population and give special treatment in any specific area, in my opinion. And so I can, in good conscience, support that.
Well, you can if it's a tourist area. And that's been part of the argument that, look, the tourist areas are the ones who should get the benefit from the tax money, but it still has to be within the statute. So if you're going to do extra maintenance and repair and, you know, spiffying up of Perdido Key or of Pensacola Beach, that makes sense. You know, Brownsville is not a tourist destination to the degree that those are in the same sense that they are. One last clip, and I'll get traffic in here with Candy, and then I'll give you the kind of the why I'm bringing this up, because I think this is actually an important topic.
You know what? That's why I've always deferred from really having much of an opinion on tourism dollars. You never heard me speak publicly about anything. You know what? Whatever Bender and Bagosh and those guys want, you know, I'm supportive as long as it does not adversely affect me. But I'm not going to be supportive of saying that, you know what? I'm going to make all my money, put it in the bank, and I'm going to take your money and pay the bills. That ain't working. I mean, not for me.
All right. So you've kind of heard all of the relevant clips from the meeting. Okay. I'll get to that in a second. Why this is important. Because I think that he's going down a path that he goes down routinely that is really misguided. I'll explain why in a second. Candy's got traffic on the 5.
Just real quick, somebody called and said Santa Rosa Island Authority, you pay a tax every time you
that's
go
right.
on that island.
You
so,
do.
Hello.
And that's a separate thing that they, you know, there are extra things being done by them
right.
in addition to what
of
the
course.
TDC is doing, in addition to what the county does for. That's exactly right, though. That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, I was like, great point. Blue Angel Parkway, this is just west of Mobile Highway, showing an accident but not a roadblock this morning. Another one just popped up, University Parkway in Davis. Man, busy intersection but not a roadblock. Looks like that may have been moved off to the side. Then something else in Milton. This is I-10 eastbound at mile marker 22, but not showing a roadblock at that Avalon exit. If you see an accident or have a traffic tip, text 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, mm-hmm. Candy. If you're looking at that next vehicle, Frontier Motors, a great place to buy good quality used cars, working for more than 25 years and continuing to work to make sure they do extra things for the community and serve you and bringing customers back and back and back. And look, you hear me talking about them, you hear Dave Ramsey talking about them, you think that's great. That's two people on the radio talking about them. Does anybody else like Frontier? Okay, here, do this test. When you're driving around today, look at the bumper stickers and the license plate frames around you in traffic or at the light. And just look and see if they've got a Frontier on there. Because, of course, that's an endorsement, right? That's a, hey, we got our car there and we like it enough to keep this on our car. What you'll find is, and I know because I've done this, is like the first day you might see none, you might see one. Second day, you might see two or three. By about day three or four, you're like, oh my God, did anybody buy a car from anywhere else? It can feel like it's everywhere all the time. And that's the point. Thousands upon thousands upon thousands of fellow citizens, friends, neighbors, coworkers have bought from Frontier Motors and are satisfied. And the evidence is, the ongoing ad that they allow their car to be for that particular place. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, right behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. So back to this conversation about Commissioner May. Commissioner May is often, and he's a friend, I like him, that's not the issue. I just think this one line of reasoning is repeated, that he is always complaining about how his poor and black, okay, district doesn't get a fair share of the revenue, especially when places like Pensacola Beach get, you know, the supreme treatment, and he's, you know, his places don't get mowed but every month or every 90 days or whatever. Okay, couple of thoughts. First of all, the amount of money that is generated by the ad valorem taxes on the beach is enormous compared to the amount of money generated in per lot, right, in his district. So why wouldn't you get at least a little bit more, okay? But even if you just say all the counties should be maintained the same, the road should be maintained at the same rate, and this is putting aside the tourism impact, okay? Let's just take, you know, wealthier areas versus poorer areas that are not, none of it's tourism. I don't particularly have a problem with there's a little bit better because there's so much more property tax being paid by those folks, okay? I don't think we need to go the socialist route where everybody gets the same service no matter what anybody pays in. But, okay, let's even say that. Let's say that every road, every park, every mowing opportunity ought to get the same amount of funding. What about other services that come out of ad valorem? What about fire? What about police? What about code enforcement? Those cost money. What about... okay, who's taking money out of, for example, maintaining a jail that houses people? This is an uncomfortable conversation because there are uncomfortable parts of this that we all know. For example, fire is a great example. Where are most of the fires? They're in poor neighborhoods. Why? Because poor people have houses that are less, up to current standards. They don't have fire alarms. And for whatever reason you want to assign, whether it's, bad choices or whether it's, smoking or whether it's, there's all kinds of things you could say. The truth of the matter is that poor neighborhoods have far more fire calls. They are outspending their benefit in terms of what they contribute and in terms of what gets spent on them. Same for law enforcement. You mean, you know that's true. Compared to the number of people, the per capita spending on law enforcement activities in poor areas, we always hear about how poverty is a source of crime, right? Well, you can't say that without admitting that in poor areas, you have a lot higher expense on law enforcement. Same for, jail costs, because far more of the people are going to come from poorer areas. So when you look at EMS, same thing. You can't say that poor people use drugs because they're poor and then ignore the fact that it therefore costs the county more money to run. Now, people use drugs in wealthy areas, too. I think that one's not quite as disproportionate as the others. But here's what I'm saying. If he's going to yell and scream about the disproportionate spending on a tourism site like the beach compared to his neighborhood, you've got to also be willing to acknowledge that there is the reverse disproportionate spending on those things in his district. And all of that comes out of ad valorem. That's all I want. It is a continuous thing that he says, and I think he's not being fair about the overall picture of where the money is coming from and where the money is spent and on what. That's it. 822 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Topps Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Topps Appliance. Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Quick, name two things that hiss. Did you say gas leak? If not, here are some safety tips. Look, listen, smell, and leave. Look for blowing dirt, dead plants, dry spots in moist areas, and bubbling water in creeks or ponds. Listen for a hissing sound near gas appliances or lines. Smell for a rotten egg odor. If you detect any of these signs, leave immediately and call Pensacola Energy at 850-474-5300. Snakes and cats aren't the only things that hiss. Learn more at PensacolaEnergy.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ben McMillan. And I'm a chiropractor and the owner of Neal Clinic Comprehensive Healthcare. Are you tired of covering up your pain with medications and ready to find the source of your problem and fix it? Then tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel, live Friday mornings at 9 a.m., and I'll discuss how chiropractic care can help you. And if you miss Friday's show, you can listen to the replay Saturdays or anytime through the podcast.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We're committed to providing you with the latest and most accurate information during hurricane season. So tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest updates and stay safe.
I eat breakfast 300 yards from 4,000 Cubans who are trained to kill me, so don't think for one second that you can come down here, flash a badge, and make me nervous.
Shoes. She walks around like she's got nothing to lose. You see the gold. Got a lot of texts coming in just saying they appreciate the perspective and the overall comparison of cost, taxes, and then revenue, and then how things are spent in Lewin May's district compared to other districts. But somebody made a good point. They said, you know, look, it's like football. Football is the big revenue generator. And if you make all this money in football that then funds things like women's lacrosse and soccer and, you know, whatever other sports there are, and then you complain that football is just asking for the money to keep the football program going, you're missing it and you're killing the golden goose that provides the funding for everybody else.
Yeah, not to mention your chemistry, your English, all the other stuff.
Exactly.
Talking to you, Alabama.
826 on News Radio 92.3. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
I have traffic on the fives. There's three accidents, but none are roadblocks. That's good news. Blue Angel, just west of Mobile Highway, showing an accident with no roadblock this morning. I-10 eastbound at mile marker 22. No roadblock. Now that is at the Avalon exit. And then Avalon and Cyanamid in Milton / P Ridge, depending on where you live near Cyanamid, showing an accident, but also not showing a roadblock this morning at that big giant. I think it's the Tom Thumb or the new Cumberland Farms they just built there. It looks like it has been moved off to the side. Certainly is caution wherever you are. And if you have a traffic tip, text it in 437-1620. This is brought to you by FDOT. Find the traffic info this hurricane season at FL511.com. Hurricane season, are you preparing? Keep FL511.com in your emergency toolkit on your phone. See helpful traffic info before and after a storm. That is a message from FDOT. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
If you're a company, you got employees, and you got to deal with benefits and, you know, health, dental, vision, life, disability, HR, maintenance, payroll, all of that, listen, it's possible that what you've got now is the best you can possibly have. It's true. It's possible. It's also possible that you're like, oh, Andrew, let me tell you. Okay, well, look, call Torgerson Causey. This is what they do. They've been doing it with us here at Cat Country News Radio for about 6 years, and they're fantastic. They give us options we didn't have, pricing of plans we didn't have before, choices we didn't have before, and fantastic customer service, much, much, much better than we had before. From personal experience, I'm telling you, they do a great job. 433-9996. Give them a call. Find out if, you know, what. Basically, it's a no-obligation review just to kind of figure out if there's a better way to do it and take that stuff off of your plate. Or check out Torgerson Causey online at tcbenefitsgroup.com. I've got an update on the Longleaf Bridge project in just a second. David Wayne's got our headlines for us. David?
Well, we reported earlier this week on that tragic mid-air helicopter crash that killed a couple of firefighters and a pilot in California. They're being remembered today for their courage. 44-year-old Fire Captain Tim Rodriguez, Fire Assistant Chief Josh Bishop were identified as the victims in that crash.
Both of them great firemen, great individuals, very caring, and just people that you could approach, always having a smile, and always want to mentor other people.
And that is Riverside County Fire Chief Bill Weiser. He remembered them as colleagues, mentors, and friends. They were battling a wildfire when the crash happened. Subway apparently offering free sandwiches for life if somebody's willing to change their name to Subway. And I guess a lot of people are actually interested in this.
Right here.
The sandwich shop says that over 10,000 people have submitted entries wanting to be the winner of this promotion. They're going to pick a single winner from all the applicants. And today in Nagasaki. It's been 78 years since it was hit by an atomic bomb. The second of two dropped on Japan at the end of World War II killed as many as 70,000 people. Japan went on to surrender August 15th, 1945.
David, thanks so much for the update. 829 News Radio 92.3, the Longleaf Bridge. Okay, somebody texted me and said, yeah, Andrew, are you going to apologize for saying that it wasn't going to be open today? And I told him, I said, I absolutely will if it's open today. I absolutely will. It's not. Okay, they're having the ribbon cutting now. Actually, it's probably over by now. They had the ribbon cutting at 8 o'clock, and I was communicating with some folks who were there, and here's what they told me. It's not open yet. The engineers are hoping to have it open later today, but I have been told by a PIO from the county that by 6 a.m. tomorrow at the latest, so if you're taking your kid to school at, you know, Pine Forest or Longleaf, or, you know, if you got to get to Georgetown or whatever, they are saying, not me, they are saying by 6 a.m. tomorrow. So that's the expectation, which is great, by the way.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. House Oversight investigators release more bank records of alleged payments to the Bidens from Russia, Ukraine, and Kazakhstan. when Biden was VP, including from a Russian oligarch shortly before Biden dined with Hunter and the oligarch at a Tony D.C. restaurant. President Biden pitching wind towers in New Mexico after declaring the Grand Canyon a national monument, closing it to uranium mining. Utah's Governor and Senator Mitt Romney condemned the move. No Biden visit to the border with illegal migrant crossings up 30% with armed cartel members, Cochise County Sheriff Mark Danels.
Well, unfortunately, it's getting worse and worse because you got to ask yourself, who has more of an operational plan? Who has the will? And who is winning? And that is your criminal cartels.
On Fox and Friends, the RNC announces the second GOP primary debate on Fox Business September 27th at the Reagan Center. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:31. News Radio 92.3, another hot day in store for us. Already seeing triple-digit heat indexes here in Pensacola. It's 83 right now. Well, deputies investigating that drive-by shooting yesterday in Bellevue. That happened just after 8 o'clock at Ben Sasser Drive and Moore Avenue. And deputies say somebody in a truck opened fire. Nobody appears to have been hurt in that shooting. The investigation continues. Shortly after that call, a deputy that was responding to the shots fired call was in an accident on Patricia Drive. FHP says that deputy was trying to pass traffic on his way to the scene when a pickup truck made a left turn into a driveway. The deputy crashed into that car. Both drivers suffered minor injuries. Milton's city clerk was fired last night. This after another dramatic city council meeting.
Florida is an at-will state, which means an employer may fire, demote, hire, promote, discipline employees for pretty much any reason or no reason at all. Well, we've got lots of reasons. And, you know, so I'm voting yes to do this. I don't appreciate what she said about everybody in the paper that was not true, that she's embarrassed us.
That's Milton City Councilwoman Roxanne Meese, and this all coming after allegations from Milton's Economic Development Director, Ed Spears, who alleged that Don Molinaro overstepped her authority as city clerk, harassed employees, created an overall hostile work environment. City Attorney Alex Andrade investigated, recommended firing Molinaro. Molinaro was not at the meeting last night. She was reportedly out of town for a family medical emergency. Pensacola police recently announced four arrests after a string of anti-Semitic vandalism incidents. Well, now there are some concerns that there could be a possible extremist group operating in the Pensacola area. Channel 3 reporting that the letters RWB, reportedly standing for Revolutionary White Brotherhood, have now been graffitied in several locations across the area. Organizers for the Central Gulf Coast Party for Socialism telling Channel 3 that a recent International Women's Day event was interrupted by the group of what they call Nazis. A video shared by WEIR does show a group of protesters holding a modified flag and doing a Nazi salute while shouting white power. The Escambia County Sheriff's Office has unveiled their new blend of coffee. They call it High Noon Lawman's Blend.
If you've seen the bag, if you haven't seen the bag, it's a kind of an old school sheriff, heavily armed. And it's a little bit about, if you read
with the 10-gallon hat,
with a hat and everything.
Yeah,
he's got the little rifle, and he's got the handgun. It's called the High Noon brand. And again, it's possible because of the donations from the Escambia County Sheriff Foundation.
And that is Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons. That coffee roasted and sold locally by DeLuna Coffee. $1 from every bag sold goes to the Escambia Sheriff's Foundation. They help support programs like Cops, Cars, and Crawfish, the Blazer Academy, the coffee available at a few local retailers and at the Palafox Market. And also you can buy it online. The Sheriff's Office says it may be coming to more stores in the area as well. It is 8:35 at News Radio 92.3. Time for a look at our traffic on the fives. Candy, what are you seeing?
There's a few accidents. Good news is, though, not a roadblock for any of them. One in Milton, Avalon Boulevard and Cyanamid Road, right near the giant convenience store they just built. Looks like it may be in that parking lot now, actually moved off to the side, not causing a roadblock. I-10 eastbound also on Avalon at mile marker 22. Showing an accident, but again, not a roadblock. And Blue Angel and just on the other side of Mobile Highway showing an accident this morning, but again, not a roadblock. If you see an accident or a slowdown, traffic tips, text them in 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first morning weather update. Another hot day today with temperatures warming up near 95 degrees, feeling more like the triple digits with a 30% chance of a stray shower. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 82. Heat continues for your Thursday with a high near 96, still feeling much warmer with a 20% chance of rain. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 82. Stay connected to the Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
It's 85 right now in Pensacola, 84 in Gulf Breeze, and 85 in Milton. And our next news at 9.
We need your help.
It's the Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon for the Studer Family Children's Hospital.
The 5th annual Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon for the Studer Family Children's Hospital is Friday, August 25th, Center Court at Cordova Mall, presented by Honto and Clark.
Wind Creek Casino and Hotel will match donations up to $20,000.
All the money stays right here.
You can hear stories of bravery and inspiration from local kids and families who've benefited from the care and expertise of the hospital's highly trained physicians and staff.
Thank you to our champion sponsors, Gulf Winds Cares Foundation, Florida Power and Light, and R1 RCM.
Thank you.
Proceeds will benefit the life-saving programs and services at Studer Family Children's Hospital.
You can get more at catcountrycares.com or text KIDS to 850-430-1987.
Proudly supporting your kids at the Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. At New South Window, we bring the factory to you. Our windows and doors are made with quality in mind, and your products and insulation are backed by our lifetime warranty. That's because New South Window knows the importance of single-source accountability. We believe in removing the middleman so you get more for your money. This is real factory direct. One company, one call, guaranteed for life. Get New South proud.
For a limited time only, when you buy more, you can save more. Visit NewSouthWindow.com to learn more.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
And your money now. Today, the stock market really hasn't changed a whole lot, down just slightly here at the opening bell. The Dow's down 148 at 35,313.01. S&P 500 down 184 at 4,497.54. The NASDAQ down 25.24 at 13,859.09 this morning. Our 10-year bond rate at 4%. And gold prices are down 180 today at 1,958.10. Silver prices at 22.79. Crypto investors not seeing big gains this morning. The Bitcoin is only up 688, 29,885.95. More Americans say they're dipping into their 401ks because of financial distress. That, according to the Bank of America, the number of people that did that during the second quarter apparently spiked from the same time last year by 36%. Most people saying inflation is the main reason. Two groups are suing the Biden administration over their plan to cancel student loan debt. The groups argue the White House does not have the authority to forgive the $39 billion it's promising. The lawsuit says after the Supreme Court struck down its first try, Biden is now trying to push his new plan through using new arguments. And high home prices have more than half of Gen Zers saying renting is a better option for them than buying a house. Overall, 44% of renters surveyed by RealPage say renting is the way to go for them, citing affordability first. And RealPage also asked 2,000 multifamily renters with income up to $200,000. Nearly two-thirds said they're satisfied with their rental situation because it gives them more flexibility when they want to move. It's 840 at News Radio 92.3. Your next news at 9 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
Are you looking for the best news in talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore.
All right, so we talk a lot about movies, and I actually have to give credit for this one to our sister station, Cat Country. They were asking this question the other day, and I thought it was a great question, so I wanted to, I will steal information, but I'll give credit. So this is a question that they were asking the other day, which is, for our frivolous topic, 437-1620, what was your favorite movie when you were a kid?
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, like, what's your favorite movie now is one question, but what was your favorite movie when you were a kid? And that doesn't mean it has to be, like, a kid's movie. That just means, and I don't, what's a good age range here? Like, 5 to 10?
Oh.
Maybe, let's say at 10, maybe when you were, like, 10. I know.
I know. Because I think we have the same ones. I know.
So we were raised inappropriately in a lot of ways. Permissively, let's just say. And I know I was. And so a lot of my movies are, they're, oh, that's cute. What did you like, Snow White? No. No, that's not. 437-1620. So when you were a kid, what was your favorite movie? Which is always kind of a, what's that movie you still love because of you loved it so much when you were a kid, right?
Sure.
I'll give you mine. Okay.
Okay.
This one actually.
Here, I'm gonna set up some headphones while you tell us yours, so we can get Sarah on, because it'll be pretty funny.
Yeah, good to hear from her as well. You know, her movies from last year when she was a kid. But
that's not what you're saying.
Well, she's what, 22? 22, is that right?
She was born in 2001.
Yeah, she's 22. Okay. So anyway, so mine is the kind of, this is one that kind of fits into that Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. I loved the Disney movie Chitty Chitty Bang Bang when I was a kid. And this is one where, like, I watched it a little bit more recently, tried to, you know, pass on to my kids. Let's just say I did not succeed. So that did not successfully take that. And of course, for me, my whole life, Star Wars. I mean, so, and I watched that at the theater in 77. So, I, you know, since I was 6 years old, I've loved that movie. 437-1620. What's the movie that you loved since you were a kid, or because when you were a kid? Candy?
Because my dad made me watch it. Okay, I've got three. Stripes, Caddyshack.
Oh, I'm right there with you.
Animal House. Yep. I know, dude. And
Porky's?
Porky's and Porky's 2, which is just amazing. I know.
Yes,
come talk to me.
I
feel like it changed my life.
I know.
But Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Oh.
The
good. Yeah,
the first one.
The real one.
I really feel like that, because we were reading that book.
The marketing campaign for Quaker Oats.
Right, which isn't that weird?
I know,
you know,
it is,
I mean, the movie came
still out
in like 71, but we were reading that book in the fifth grade, and
right.
I remember it just being on, going, oh my gosh, like Augustus Gloop, I know that name. And sure enough, and it's just, man, who didn't want to live in that chocolate factory?
Oh, no doubt.
Although, I mean, looking back, dude, he killed all those kids and was just like,
kill
good
him.
On you. Here's the keys.
He didn't kill them.
Peace
they
out,
were just
y'all.
Inconvenienced, okay? And, you know, he was a bit of a, you know, plantation owner with the Oompa Loompas. Let's just say it, you know, out loud.
Okay, there's a lot.
Yeah, there is.
But I got
to all right,
Sarah,
you have a when you were a kid last year?
And Sarah's been sitting in with us this week. Thank you so much.
She's learned how to
fill
in for Candy.
So much.
Any of the movies you just said? None of them.
Wait,
well,
no,
that's
you don't
good.
Okay.
Caddyshack, Stripes, Porky's.
But mine's going to be a little generic.
Nor would your dad want you to watch these movies.
That's right.
I was really into the High School Musical series.
Okay.
Oh,
and
that
was
that's great.
Yep, prime time when I was a kid, you know, last year, as you said.
Last year.
We were talking about the movie 2001 yesterday. She goes, the year I was born.
That's
was
right.
Like,
and we were both like, oh,
pull the
dagger.
Knife out of my
little
heart.
Well, not the year
heart.
You were born, Candy. You were born in
1994. I'm 29, so.
1994,
don't
right?
Don't say anything, Sarah.
Okay.
Yeah, is that what it is?
All right.
Yeah, Joe goes, that's a hard 29.
People here, The Wizard of Oz,
oh,
The War
yes.
Wagon. Oh, fantastic. Oh, which reminds me, some of the, I was definitely raised on like classic, you know, war movies and things like that.
Same.
So,
oh.
You know, Run Silent, Run Deep. For me, would be when I was a kid, you know, the Godzilla movies when I was a kid, or even Final Countdown, the movie about the Nimitz going back in time to stop Pearl Harbor. Mm-hmm. Oh, one of my all-time favorite
Kelly's
movies.
Kelly's Heroes.
Somebody here says The Great Escape.
Yes. Sink the Bismarck.
Yes, yes.
Sink the Bismarck. I love Steve McQueen hitting the ball against the wall in that movie. Condor Man was my all-time favorite. Okay, all right, I see you. Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade. Oh, yeah, Raiders for sure.
Oh, of course. Of course. Yeah, of course.
Raiders. And Last Crusade. This person's probably just a little bit younger, I'm guessing, because Last Crusade was kind of like the end of that series. Oh, Jaws. Oh, okay. Oh, no, all right. This person, we're blocking this person. I know, Candy, you say I shouldn't be mean to the listeners, but I'm blocking this person. Neverending Story.
You didn't like Neverending Story?
Worst movie ever made.
You shut your dirty ginger mouth.
If I could take a Treyu out in the back behind the woodshed and teach him some manners, I would.
You're garbage.
Here's the backstory on that. We were in middle school, and my friend's brother was having a birthday party. My friend, he was like six, maybe, at the time. And we got dragged to this movie as middle school. We're like, oh. Now, I know it's a beloved movie, but the song that gets in your head forever and a day.
Yeah, Lamont from Kaja Goo Goo.
The Neverending Story. I love that you listen to the show. You're always welcome here. I'm just kidding, but no, that movie's a horrible movie. 437-1620. Mary
reading.
Poppins and the Sound of Music. Oh, The Last Unicorn. Oh, from our favorite people, Don and Dana Elder.
I love
Elder.
You.
That's great.
I've never heard of that movie.
No, it's a great movie. It's hard to watch. I mean, it's a serious movie, but it's... somebody says Deliverance. No.
I love Georgia fans.
No. Oh, that's cruel.
Your dogs.
Oh my God. Candy, tell them about Traffic on the Fives.
Oh, I thought you were going to have me tell them about Deliverance.
No.
Because, oh, okay. No. Blue Angel Parkway, just on the other side of Mobile Highway, showing an accident, but not a roadblock. Now, on Pine Forest, southbound, the left lane is blocked between 9 and 10 on the overpass. Northbound, right lane blocked because they're having you go around the work that's happening right now. So for construction, traffic is moving but slow. And again, that's Pine Forest, southbound, the left lane blocked between 9 and 10 mile on the overpass. If you see an accident or a slowdown, you can always text it in at 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
If you're thinking about selling or buying a house, Christina Leavenworth is a great resource, a great person to just ask your questions and get information. She loves talking to people about real estate. She actually says, I'm a nerd about it. I love it. I'm passionate about it. I do it in my sleep. I love it. Okay. And she sold 230 homes last year. So whether you're selling and thinking about whether to sell or whether you're thinking about buying for the first time or buying again, whatever, she'll give you great advice. And if she talks to you and thinks, man, it's probably not a good decision for you, she'll tell you that. Okay. She will tell you that. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinky Realty. I've known her almost as long as we've lived here, and she's just fantastic.
No, 25 years. She's the best.
No,
she's best.
She really is. I think somebody had sent in a musical selection.
This is Deliverance, Sarah. I'll tell you about the movie after we're off air.
Somebody says Deliverance was their favorite movie as a kid. Smokey and the Bandit. That's great, yeah. Somebody here says, I hated the Neverending Story movie as a kid. It scared the crap out of me. That large
it's
dog was
terrifying.
So creepy.
Yeah,
no, I can see that angle. 437-1620. The texts keep flooding in. I can't get to them all. Let's see here. Where are we at? At 10, I was not watching movies. I was riding my bike and building forts in the woods. By the time the day was done, I was too tired to watch a movie. Oh, okay. I mean, you know, I understand that. I sympathize with that. We found a time to do both, you know, both to shoot bottle rockets out of pipes in the woods and BB guns, and then also to watch movies at night. Not that I recommend that. So you expect me to remember a movie I liked 64 years ago. I'm not sure there even were talkies back then.
Nice. That's cute.
Wizard of Oz, yeah, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice. No, I won't. Somebody, I love how you stopped me.
Yeah,
that's great. Whatever was on The Wonderful World of Disney on Sunday nights in 73. Oh,
absolutely,
man.
Yes, sir. Escape to Witch Mountain and all
oh,
that.
Oh, God, Escape
stuff,
to Witch Mountain. That's right. Bedknobs and Broomsticks. Goonies, Princess Bride, Last Dragon. At 10, it was The Warriors, an R-rated movie. I snuck into the mall. Didn't last as a favorite, but it was one at the age of 10. Oh, I have an embarrassing one. Oh, I can't even say it.
Yes, you can.
We had HBO.
Yeah.
Unsupervised.
Yeah.
There was a terrible softcore almost porn called Hard Bodies.
You mentioned that the other day, and I wrote it in my phone, and you go, no, don't watch it.
Literally, the only thing I remember about that is Rat. I think his name was Rat. It was the kid in there who learned to flip people off in like 50 different languages, and as a kid, I thought it was...
That's why we were talking about it. Yeah.
I thought it was cool to learn how to do that. Don't ask. Just, that's a weird sneak peek into my background that probably I shouldn't have said on the air, but oh, well, there it is. It's true. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Hogan's Heroes. TV show, though, not movie, but okay. Hey. If Looks Could Kill... let's see.
Oh, great.
Oh, The First Time Machine, The Sands of Iwo Jima. God, there were so many great answers on this. That's fantastic. And not what I thought would be like all Disney movies, you know,
sure,
all the kids movies. Definitely not.
Flash
Gordon.
Yes.
Oh, My People. Oh, My People. And Grease. Well, yeah, that movie's got more in it than you think, though.
Yeah, you watch it at... Have you ever seen the movie Grease?
Go watch Grease Lightning, just that song. Find the unedited version, and then you come back to me.
My goodness, yeah, it's a lot of...
The chicks will celebrate. 4-3-7-16-20.
I know, what a bunch of morally casual jack wagons. Oh, my gosh, dude.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, if you are... if you're getting a little bit older and you notice that your parents also... are starting to, I don't know, show signs that they maybe are having trouble with things in their lives, cooking, cleaning, you know, toileting, activities of daily living, you know, bathing, dressing, that kind of stuff. In fact, maybe you've been the one taking care of them, okay? And, you know, maybe it's starting to get to be a lot. Look, that's normal. And it's also normal to deny it. It's normal to act like it's not happening, like it's not true, like it's not getting to be too much because it's uncomfortable conversations. It doesn't have to be. Okay, what you want is to get them into a situation where they get the help they need and can have the most independence as possible. That's assisted living. It's not a nursing home. They are different things. And if you say, I'll never put my parents in a nursing home. Okay, I understand that, but they're different. And that's why I want you to call John Horton. He's a good friend of mine. He runs a company called Assisted Living Locators. And all he does for no cost is help to figure out what's best for your loved ones and then help you find the place. Because once you decide on assisted living, well, then which one? There's so many, like 30 in the area. How do you pick? Well, he knows them all, and he'll help you figure out which is right for you. Give him a call today, 712-0887, or check him out online at assistedlivinglocators.com.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. From our spectacular beaches to the miles of rivers and unspoiled forests, the Gulf Coast offers some of the best family adventure around. And the Subaru Crosstrek and Subaru Forester are the perfect family vehicles to explore every dune and unpaved trail in Northwest Florida. Both come standard with sure-footed symmetrical all-wheel drive to take you deep into the wild places you love. The Crosstrek is powered by 182 horsepower Subaru boxer engine that adds plenty of go to any adventure. And the Forester boasts 9.2 inches of ground clearance to get you through every wilderness challenge. There's more than enough room for your gear and plenty of options to make the Crosstrek or Forester fit your lifestyle. In a Subaru, the destination is the journey. So grab the kids and the dog and follow your own path to adventure. Love is out there at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Carr City, Pensacola. Online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Is your house making you sick? Learn about the hazards lurking in your home that can affect your health due to high humidity levels and excess moisture. High humidity levels and excess moisture inside the home are the leading cause of insect infestation, mold, mildew, musty odors, and fungi, which can result in making you sick. Condensations on windows and vents, blistering or peeling paint, and cupping of hardwood floors are all signs of high humidity levels and excess moisture. Learn more today at 9 on Pep Talk with Lisa Murphy from Southern Climate Solutions.
Ready or not, Educational Opportunity Centers will get you there. To college, to the workforce, or to start a new career pathway.
Funded by the Department of Education, we are your free community resource for adults in Escambia and Santa Rosa County seeking higher education. Located on Pensacola State College campuses in Pensacola, Warrington, and Milton.
It's never too late to start. For wherever you want to go, get there with Educational Opportunity Centers.
Call 850-484-1961 today for a free consultation.
Text alerts are a great way to stay informed and connected. They're quick, easy, and convenient.
So what are you waiting for?
Download the News Radio Pensacola app and opt in for push notifications.
Do you really think you have a chance against us, Mr. Cowboy?
Yippee-ki-yay, mother...
Do your job here for a second. You ready?
Wait. Okay, go ahead.
You ready to do something to me? All right. So, Traffic on the Fives with Candy. Oh, or what was your name you were going to go by?
Candy Subway.
Candy Subway. That's right. Candy Subway. So you can get free
Subway
subs for life.
Cullerton.
Okay. Subway Cullerton.
Although it'd be better at Subway McKay, huh? Subway McKay.
Well, rhyme.
It does.
No pass. I don't need free subs for... Well,
I do.
Good,
I'm Subway Cullerton. Go ahead, Andrew.
All right. So I have an update on the Longleaf Bridge.
What?
It's open.
There it is.
Done. Wes Moreno just gave me a call, the county administrator, and let me know that, in fact, the bridge is open right now. I was wrong. I didn't think they'd have it open today just because it didn't seem like that. So I will...
That's true. You're being wrong.
Nice.
I have a bunch of sound.
And this is great. This is great news. And listen, even if it had been tomorrow or Friday or Monday, that would still be a great time frame. And that was one of the things. Maybe it wasn't clear enough about that. Even if it wasn't sort of on time, it still would have been a great accomplishment to get it done in the short amount of time they did. So kudos. I mean, well done. And it's open. And so that means for those of you taking kids to school tomorrow at Pine Forest or Longleaf, or if you're going to go to George Stone for whatever reason, and also for the UPS drivers. Oh, my God. Can you imagine?
Oh, yeah. They'll tell you what Brown can do for you
no
after
kidding.
That bridge is open.
Go to Longleaf sometime when UPS is having their coming on shift time, and it's just like 100 parade
of
trucks,
sure.
And they've had to go the wrong way around to go around this whole time. So anyway, that's great news. Congratulations to, I'm going to say the names wrong. I think it was Panhandle Paving and Grading, and then there was a sub. The engineering company, I don't remember. But kudos to the county.
Woo!
This is great news.
We appreciate y'all. That's brought to you by Knox Pest Control. Their family serving your family since 1929. For info on a free pest or termite quote, visit Knox. That's KNOX. Knox. Knox them out. KnoxPest.com. Pine Forest also southbound. Left lane is blocked between 9 Mile and the 10 and the I-10 overpass. Northbound right lane blocked as they're having you go around the work that's going on. That traffic is moving but slow. If you have a traffic tip, text it in 437-1620. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. I'm Subway Cullerton. You think it'll catch on?
He said we need to go to Subway Wayne in the newsroom for our headline. Somebody said that. No, we don't have to. I just mean we would. If you are 64 turning 65, you're going to change insurance patterns, right? You're going to go from traditional insurance over to being on Medicare. And this might be kind of apprehensive for you because you've never done that before. Maybe people are calling you. Maybe they're writing you letters. Maybe they're emailing you. You can feel like, no, this is simple. It's not that big of a deal. You know, Advantage, supplement, prescription drugs, is Medicaid something that you qualify for? I don't know, but my good friend Ricky Stewart does. She does this all the time with folks. She's been doing it for years. Now her whole family does insurance. This is the part of it that she does. And we've talked to so many listeners who have called her. I heard about you on Andrew's show. Good. And then she meets with you and talks with you and answers your questions and takes care of you. Easy. No problem. 341-2185 for Ricky Stewart Insurance. All right, Candy, time for
naming David Subwayne.
Subwayne. Also... nice. David Subwayne. All right. Do you think Dawn Molinaro sues the city to get her job back?
No. Does she want to go back to that job?
Well, that's the question, too. Like, why would she want that?
I don't know.
I'm going to say no.
Are
we done with the drama in Milton?
No.
No. The core players are still there for at least another couple of years. Let's see. Will we have more arrests in this crazy semi-race white-black war fight that took place at the Montgomery docks? More arrests coming?
Yeah. I think so.
I would think so too.
It's pretty bad.
Are they going to settle on it having been race motivated?
It looks race motivated.
I don't think you can even argue. There are parts of it. I mean, it was literally white people fighting black people. It's hard to say that there was no.
Using the words that you do not use.
Will the TDT, will the approval of the Nature Center, will that actually wind up happening? It got sent back to the... I don't think it will, but I think they'll find some way to fund some of the stuff that gets needs
local
to be spent
talk
on the beach
in the morning,
and
5 to 9 with Andrew McKay is on News Radio 92.3.